You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Soap's as good as another.
Well, if that isn't just like a husband. Look, it takes a new kind of soap to handle my wartime wash.
Wartime wash?
Sure. All three kinds of wash are bigger problems now. I have lots more overalls to wash since you started in that munitions plant.
Well, gee, honey,
and the white pieces. Say, our towels get twice as grimy now with your old factory dirt.
But I can't help
it. And my rayons and nicer colored washables, they need extra care, too. You know, wartime colors and dyes are different.
Yes, but
well, that's why I say all three kinds of wash have changed. And so I need new Dove.
What's so wonderful about Dove?
It's a new kind of granulated soap. And it does everything in this wartime wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayons.
One soap for everything?
Sure, you should see how Dove handles those stacks of dirty work shirts. Well, I've never used a soap that gets them clean faster than Dove. And there's no hard scrubbing or boiling.
Say, that's swell, honey.
And Dove gets those extra dirty towels really white, too. And my linens and sheets. Well, they come out just sparkling. Honestly, I've never had whiter washes than I get with Dove.
Well, if I'd known Dove could do all that.
And this same Dove has the extra safety I need for my rayon slips and nice colored washables. Why, with Dove, those fussy wartime colors stay bright far longer. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without Dove.
Okay, honey, I'll bring you a Dove next time, so help me.
Yes, wartime washes show you why you need Dove. It gets work shirts clean, towels white, yet it's extra safe for those precious wartime colors. That's why Dove is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. So change today. In your wartime wash, D-U-Z, Dove does everything. And now the Goldbergs. It's dinner time at the Goldbergs, and time for Emma's first appearance as Molly's hired help. Jake has ordered that Emma be treated like anyone else who would be working there. But Molly, of course, has other motives for hiring her. She sympathizes with this girl whom Uncle David brought up to Lastonbury. What Molly would think if she knew about a little gossip that a mutual friend tried to spread, we don't know. As a matter of fact, no one knows except Uncle David that while Emma sat in the railroad station, she wept and blamed Jake and told everyone that he had chased her out of the house. But now it's dinner time. Listen.
Molly, where are you?
I'm here, dear.
Where's here?
He is here, sweetheart.
What are you doing?
I'm setting the table, dear.
Why are you setting the table? Where is Emma?
She's unpacking herself, Jake, and I told her to hang herself up.
That can be done later. When the table is to be set, she is the one to set it. That was the reason she was hired. Remember? How is your memory short and forgetful?
All right, darling, all right. Can I finish while I'm...
No, absolutely not. Call Emma and let her finish. The way you'll start, that's the way it'll be.
All right, Jake, darling.
Are we having company?
No, dear. Why?
You made a mistake, no?
Why?
How many places did you set?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who is the sixth? Birdie.
No, Birdie went home.
So who is number six? We are four. Uncle David is five. Who is the six?
Emma makes six.
Emma is here to serve, not to sit. Take off the sixth place.
You don't think, Jake, that I...
Take off the sixth place.
Was somebody calling me?
Yes, I did, Emma.
Oh, please let me set the table.
If you'll excuse me, Molly, I wish to speak to Emma.
Shake.
Molly.
Something I can do?
No, Emma. Excuse me.
Sit down, Emma.
Yes. But may I first thank you for everything?
There's nothing to say thank you for yet, Emma.
Oh, yes. Yes. You asked me to stay.
That's what I want to speak to you about.
You haven't changed your mind?
No. I want you to understand why you are here.
To work and to be useful. And to spare Mrs. Goldberg's health. And to make you and your children comfortable.
Yes, and...
Yes, and to remember I'm here as a hired help. And not one of the family. I'll not forget it. Anything else?
Yes. We didn't discuss salary.
That I'll leave to you.
Whatever Uncle David's son Sally paid you, I'll pay you with a bonus. Satisfactory?
You keep it for me, and when I need something, I'll ask you for it. Then I'll feel more like... I'd better not say it.
Say it, Emma.
You rather I felt I was just working for you. So I won't say it. I'll keep what I feel in my heart. That won't change anything for you, but it will for me. You can't feel like a father to me, but I can't stop feeling for you like a daughter.
Did somebody say that supper was ready?
I'll be right down. I'll just wash up. Molly, can I see you a minute?
Coming. Here, Emma, I sliced tomatoes.
Why didn't you let me do it?
Molly!
Yes, dear. Excuse me. Family, where's Uncle David?
Well, he went home with Bertie. He said not to wait for him with dinner.
Oh, very well.
Can I help you, Emma?
No, thank you.
Does it make you nervous to have someone watch you?
Oh, no.
Well, what are you doing?
Uncle David won't be home for dinner.
Well, you've only set the table for five.
There is one too many.
No, it isn't. We're five.
No, you are only four.
We're four and you're five.
My place is inside. I am not a guest.
Oh, my mother won't have it any other way.
Bob!
Emma?
Everything is ready.
Be seated.
I forgot the water.
Pa, I can't
sit.
Jane, dear.
Under that consideration, was the girl brought into the house?
Sit, Rosalie.
And we are eating and not discussing.
Very well. Sit. Eat. Sammy. It's fruit salad, Sammy.
In the country, the water is very cold without ice. Water, Mr. Goldberg?
Please.
Mrs. Goldberg?
Thank you.
Sammy, water?
Well, just put the pitcher down. I'll help myself.
There is a little bell in the kitchen. I'll bring it out so you can ring for me when you want me.
Oh. Eat, Sammy.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. Do you mind if... Excuse me.
Eat, Rosalie.
I can't. I just can't.
Rosie.
She's just as good as I am. Why should she be waiting on me? Excuse me.
Eat, Molly.
I'm eating.
Here's the bell. If you want something, I'll hear the bell.
Thank you. Molly, Eat if you're eating. If not, you may join the children.
Jake.
Eat.
I can't. Can I help it, Jake? I can't.
Yes. Sit down, Emma.
But...
Sit. Molly?
Yes?
I'm calling you.
Yes? Yes?
Bring Emma a plate.
A plate? Yeah, a plate. Yes.
Sammy?
Yes?
Come here.
Yes?
Bring Emma a napkin.
Gee,
Paul. Rosie?
Yes, Paul.
Come here.
Yes.
Bring Emma a glass.
Papa, darling. But Mr. Goldberg.
And just an extra duty that I forgot to mention.
Yes?
You have to sit at the table 3 times a day.
Jake's sarcasm seems too great for so little cause. Molly and the children felt that while Emma served, she should also sit at the table. For in their minds, Emma isn't just help. She's Uncle David's protege, someone whom the Goldbergs are helping. Perhaps this attitude is exactly the thing Jake is afraid of. And with good reason, as we shall see. You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen, and on it I'd put, "Beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes." Yes, I'd say, "Beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed." That's right, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan now that New Does is here. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Does has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the 4 other leading granulated soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Emma proceeds with her duties tomorrow, and one of them appears to be slightly beyond the border of mere helpfulness. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new makers of Does. The new kind of granulated soap for all 3 kinds of wash.